Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and I'm sorry for the delay in starting this show. For some reason, I got disconnected here. There we go. I'm also live as a Google Hangout. So I was starting to say, I apologize for the delay in starting the audio of this show. Somehow or other, I was disconnected on my call-in. And again, there's some things I can't control. So my apologies here, and I'm ready to start rolling. So I'll start by saying, this is no BS hiring advice I'm going to give you. It's a time where I spend about 15 minutes talking with you as a hiring manager, HR professional, small business owner about some element of job search because I believe hiring doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just the skills needed to find a job seem different than the skills needed to do the job. And, by the way, I'm going to stop my hangout. It doesn't appear that the video is working. My apologies. That's weird. So let's just do this as an audio. So the skills needed to hire staff are different than those needed in any other aspect of your work. And systemically, for many of you, you have processes in place that interfere with your ability to get the people on that you want to get. So I'd like to spend about 15 minutes talking with you to try and help that get fixed. Now, today's show is brought to you by Audible. And if you go to audibletrial.com/thebiggamehunter and sign up for a free trial of Audible, you'll get a free audiobook as part of that trial. So, again, audibletrial.com/thebiggamehunter. Now, this is a show about hiring millennials. And the issues in hiring them are pretty well documented, but I think way overblown. They are a different culture, but not in the ways that they're pointed out to be. So I'll just start by saying that every generation has had a stigma attached that basically says they will never assimilate into the world of work. They are all different, and they all want it differently, and eventually everyone conforms. So what's different about this generation is how tech-savvy in this sort of ADHD way they really are. So when I look at my son, who's a little younger than a millennial, and I don't think that generation has been labeled yet, but he's 14 going on 30. And there are ways where he's extremely savvy and ways where he isn't. And that's the way it really is with millennials. There are ways that they are incredibly savvy and smart, and ways where they appear to have a hole in their knowledge base that's going to be incredibly shocking to you. And most of that shock is going to come around social skills, because they're used to communicating in ways that we as older generations are adopting, but are not on the vanguard of. And we want them to conform to us when we need to be conforming to them, because there are far more of them than there are of us. So a certain amount of patience is going to be necessary in recruiting and hiring millennials, but because like every generation that enters the workforce, they just don't know how to behave properly. I'll go back to myself. I'm in my 60s, so when I graduated school in 1971 and started looking for my first full-time position, I was remarkably immature when it came to the world of work. I was working with people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and I'm sure I seemed like a jerk to them. Very immature, extremely enthusiastic. I believed everything that I was told and didn't understand that there was this thing called BS that would exist in hiring. So, I mentioned patience in your hiring process and patience with them in the work front. And part of that patience has to be exerted with their enthusiasm. It is not insincere. They love everything. And it's kind of like having a sheepdog around. They're going, oh boy, okay, this is fun. I like doing this. Okay, this is great. And they're acting from the belief that what you told them is literally true. So here's a couple of things that you need to remember when you're going through your process of hiring them. Number one is they're not a finished product. They're a product that's going to be molded over the course of time. You want to have people who are smart and will learn and are interested in learning what you want them to know. You don't. If you expect a finished product, you are sadly mistaken and being extremely stupid. So I'm going to give you no BS hiring advice. Don't be stupid. Look for an understanding of what their basic skills are in the area that you need them to know. Test them for it so you're clear, and I'm not talking about an academic exercise. Look for something that's real world for them as well as something that's academic. This way you have a sense of whether their knowledge is completely book or whether they have some professional experiences from internships, maybe side projects that they've done, things that aren't on their resume that are going to cause them to stand out. So again, give them testing that's going to allow you to understand what they know and what they don't know. And then train the heck out of them. Do not just throw them in with the wolves. Because one thing about millennials, they don't sit still for bad treatment. And they have no compunction about quitting. If you think that's immature, hey, folks, get over it. Do you want to eliminate an entire generation? Do you want to get the smart ones and the ones with extremely high potential? Or do you want just the average, mediocre rule of followers all the time? I believe that you want more than just rule followers. And as a result, get over your self-importance about how you should be treated. And just be honest with them and with what your expectations of them are going to be. Enjoy their enthusiasm is my next point. You know, on the interview, when they're acting like puppies and being, you know, all sorts of gung-ho, you know, older people have a tendency to roll their eyes, even if it's not overt, and go, oh, God, I can't, oh, I wish they just shut. This is one of their great, you know, attributes is their passion. Don't knock it out of them. Don't be an old bum or hag and try and beat some sense into them. No, you want to harness that and, you know, put a saddle on it and ride it. You don't want to pull the reins on it, especially when they've never worked for you. So again, what you want to do is enjoy their enthusiasm. Next thing is, you know, I talked about molding. And I spoke about you want to get them on board and mold them in ways that are going to be unusual and extraordinary for them, where you take their great skills and passions, enhance them, and, you know, ride that horse. Now, sometimes people think that what they have to do is mold their own culture to the new individual. I don't believe that's true. And even in that example I gave, you want to train them in possibilities and then set them loose in ways that are extraordinary. Now, interestingly about this generation, and if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. When a millennial has a problem, when a millennial has a question, what do they do? Now, I know in my offices, invariably someone would ask, who knows such and such, or who knows so and so, and they would yell it out, and people might answer, but they were basically looking to other people for advice, including a manager. Millennials don't do that. They've been raised with something far more effective than raising their voice and asking for help. They go to Google. So if you're a manager now, and you're looking at hiring someone, you know, recognize that, you know, hiring millennials has an interesting dynamic in that you're not as important culturally to them as you are to previous generations because they go online for help. They don't go to you. Now, if you're a high-level individual and looking at your manager class and their importance to you, in a few years' time, the number of managers you may have may start to decline. Now, there are demographic reasons for it, as the boomers age and die, but there's also the part of it is millennials and tech don't need to go to a manager who has all the answers. Google has far more answers than their manager does. And as such, they can get best-of-breed answers and not just best that the manager can think of at the time. So recognize that these are not necessarily people who are used to communicating and certainly not communicating with a manager. So as you talk about your expectations for them, you want to be clear with them if you want them to ask questions of a manager or confirm things with a manager before they go off and do it. That your manager has ultimately, their manager has ultimate responsibility for decisions. We want them to research and figure things out and ask for help, but before they go off in a particular direction based upon what they found online, which may or may not work in your culture, you want them to consult with the managers. Now, next thing you want them to want to be able to do is offer them a clear timeline for decision making. Folks, it's an ADHD culture. It's not just them, it's us. But in large bureaucracies, I'm finding more and more firms are finding it more and more difficult to make decisions. Things that used to take an hour can take 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. I've been waiting for an offer from one client for a CIO to sign off on an offer letter for 2 weeks. Help me understand. If you're not going to hire this person, just tell me. It doesn't take 2 weeks to formulate a decision. And this culture with millennials, if they find that you're going to procrastinate, they think you're not interested in them. And even if you make an offer, they're not as in love with you as you are with them at that moment. And although they may say yes, they could be walking out the door in 6 weeks' time. Is that what you really want? And it's your fault because you haven't done enough to make them feel appreciated for who they are during the courtship process of the hire. So be prompt with your decisions. Be prompt with your feedback. Be clear with what your messaging is with them. They appreciate that a lot. Now, I also want to mention background checks. Get names and phone numbers of professors. If they've had internships, get names and phone numbers of the coordinator of the internship. Talk to people that they interacted with about what they were like. I'm not telling you to turn them down if you find something that's less than pristine. If anything, some of those folks would be extraordinary. But they got bored, and you can't bore them either. You want to be bringing on people who love what they do, will dive in with enthusiasm and passion. And I'll simply say that the millennials hold the golden key for opportunity for your business. You can either let it rust or let it flourish. Your process is going to dictate a lot of that to them, and they won't sit still for being treated like mediocrity. So that's my advice for this show. Again, sorry we had a dart for the show. Reach me at thebiggamehunter.us if there's another position open that if there are positions open that you'd like me to help recruit for. Also, want to mention that if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN, the Big Game Hunter. Now, lastly, my newest book, No BS Hiring Advice, is out now, and you can get it in Kindle. For Kindle, it'll soon be available as a PDF. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, sorry for the delayed start. Hope you have a great day.